Tomorrow's Yom Kippur, and we've had a number of shiurim on various halachot of Yom Kippur, but perhaps we've overlooked the most important halacha, that Yom Kippur is a day of teshuvah, and it's incredibly important the details of the fast and various isurim are. Of course, the din of fasting is an isur karet. It can be far too easy to worry about the lomdas and the diukim of those halachot, and to ignore what it's really all about, which is, of course, about achieving selicha, mechila, and kapara through the medium of teshuva. And whilst there's discussion in the poskim about whether there's a particular mitzvah of teshuva on Yom Kippur specifically, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Teshuva, or whether it's just that Yom Kippur is a particularly effective time for teshuva, as other Rishonim hold, I don't think we should allow ourselves to get too bogged down with that discussion. Unfortunately, it's of course much easier to learn the sugya about teshuva than it is to actually do teshuva and to change ourselves and become better people. But in a nutshell, there's a machloket Rishonim about the source of the mitzvah of teshuva. According to the Ramban in Parashat Nitzavim, it's learnt out from the pasuk of Shavta Ad Adonai Elohecha, that you shall return to Hashem your God. Whereas according to the Ramban at the beginning of Hilchot Teshuva, it's a function of the mitzvah vidui, that when a person brings a korban and confesses their sins, they have to do teshuva as part of that vidui. A verbal confession without teshuva is worthless. The Minchat Chinuch in Siman Shin Samach Dalet makes a radical suggestion. He suggests that according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv of teshuva whatsoever. It's entirely optional. If a person wants to repent, then there's a formula that must be followed. If they don't want to, then so be it. Rav Zevin in his Sefer HaMartin Bahalacha, he rejects this out of hand, both intuitively and also from a textual perspective, referencing the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. He says that it can't be that there isn't a chiyuv for a sinner to do teshuva. But whether we follow the Rambam or the Ramban, it seems that there's broad agreement that there are three components to the mitzvah of teshuva. Number one, identifying the sin that we're doing teshuva for. Number two, regretting the fact that we've done that sin. And number three, making commitment not to repeat the sin. And an interesting question is whether or not it's necessary to daven for kapara, for forgiveness, as part of that mitzvah of teshuva. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah don't mention it. It does appear in the vidui of the Kohen Gadol when he says, Ana Hashem Kaperna, and the Chinuch and the Sefer HaMitzvot, Rav Sadia Gaon, and the Ireim, they all maintain that this is part of teshuva, that we have to ask for forgiveness. But as I say, it's better that we should do teshuva than talk about the halachot of doing teshuva. Baruch Hashem, even the halachas svarim talk about actually doing teshuva. If you look in the Chaye Adam, Klal Kuf Mem Gimel, has a long Musadic introduction about the importance of tshuva, and even more importantly, about the importance of not sinning throughout the year. And he quotes the Gemara in the fourth parak of Masechet Brachot, where the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai come and they find him lying ill and crying, and they say, how is it that such a wonderful person like you, such a great sage, how come you're so upset? And he responds, I cry in fear of heavenly judgment, as the judgment of the heavenly court is unlike the judgment of man. They were leading me before a flesh and blood king whose life is temporal, who is here today and dead in the grave tomorrow. If he's angry with me, his anger is not eternal, and consequently his punishment is not eternal. And if he incarcerates me, his incarceration is not an internal incarceration, as I might maintain my hope that I would ultimately be freed. And if he kills me, his killing is not for eternity, as there's life after death that he might decree. And moreover, I'm able to appease him with words and bribe him with money. And even so, I would stand when I cry when standing before royal judgment. So now that they're leading me before the Melech Machem Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lives and endures forever and all time, if he's angry with me, then his anger is eternal. And if he incarcerates me, his incarceration is an internal incarceration. And if he kills me, his killing is for eternity. And I'm unable to appease him with words and bribe him with money. Moreover, I've got two paths before me, one to Gan Eden and one to Gehin. And I do not know which one they're leading me to. Would I not cry? And this, says the Chayadam, is what it's all about. And an awareness of this should motivate us to do teshuva, so that we should merit that tomorrow will be a day of slicha, umechila, the chapara, and that we should all be inscribed The Sefer Chaim Baracha V'Shalom. Adka.